Yeah, it was nice for the crowd again tonight, because we had made a few changes, and obviously Wexford have made some as well, but it was good because we started very well, particularly in the first 20-25 minutes. Our passing and movement was excellent, and Chidozie took two really good goals, and then Shawnee round the keeper, another great move, and scored, and Conor McCarthy got his goal as well, so it became probably an easy win in the end.
And fellas continued to put their hands up, didn't they, for cup final consideration?
We were looking at game time, and Mark, again, needed 90 minutes. Michael needed 90 minutes. Gavin, Colin, fantastic for Cav as well to come back in. And, it's been a tough, he was saying, I know, over the weekend, it was a full year since he got his operation. And, even you could see at times there, his crossing the ball, we've missed a bit of that. And, it's great for him. At least he's on the way back. The cup final is probably too soon for him, but at the same time, the most important thing is over the next number of months in the off season that he gets himself ready and it's pre season right, because he's a massive player for us.
And like 1,200, as you say, for a nothing game, really was fantastic.
Yeah, well, I think it was up for us to have the proper attitude and go with the right mentality. And I think this season overall at home, our home record has been really, really good, and we scored lots of goals, and that's all a plus. And from that point of view, while it was a Monday night, it was still a decent crowd, and it's nice to give them goals and misses and penalty miss, and Marky did everything but score, and he was frustrated at the end, and because he could have had three or four on the night, but that's the way it goes. And Doyle made a few good saves, but overall it was nice to send him home happy.
And you must be pleased, like 44 out of 51
at home, top 7 points at home.
Yeah.
Fair going.
One defeat.
I keep saying that, there's the standard in the league is probably at its highest than it's ever been, and that's probably hard to say, but certainly when you see Dundalk winning three in a row, and it's definitely, and their European record is phenomenal. And when you look at us, we've been better than we have last year, but, the barrier is just so high, and we're getting close. And on our home record, you need to have a very good home record, and we do. And I suppose ultimately, when you look over a season, it really boiled down to the game between us and them away.
If you win on Friday night, you're setting a points total of 73.
Yes, well, that's our aim.
Normally, you'd win the league with 69 or 70, wouldn't you?
You would, but you can say that, at the end of the day, the facts of the situation, we're not going to win the league, and in some other seasons you might, but at the same time, for us the main thing, and I keep saying, is that we're better now than we've been for the last 2 years, and we can see that, and our European results show that, our goals conceded, our goals for, all that stuff is, but it's still frustrating, don't get me wrong, but we're in the cup final, and we have an opportunity to win the cup, and but we have improved over the last 2 years, but at the same time, we all went to win silverware, and we know it's very difficult, because the Dock are so good, but at the same time, we're the only team that has matched them. And sometimes in certain sections of the media, particularly up the country, we're criticised because we're seen as coming second to them, but without us, there's been no one there, and some of the other clubs have got away really lightly, because it's been a situation where they've focused on us and they've let other clubs off the hook. And I see a lot of that from some pundits, because they're friends of managers and their colleagues of managers and played for clubs. They try to maybe have a go off us, and they turn a blind eye to the other clubs, but without us, we're the only ones that are putting it up to Dundalk. And the standard is really high at the moment, and we're well up there, but at the same time, we are frustrated. You just want to win a trophy, and maybe the cup final might be today.
Another clean sheet,
yeah, 21. And, we've conceded 19. We're trying to get to the end of the season to be under 20. I think we've got 61 scored, and which is our highest. And so from that point of view, it's, they're targets amongst the team that we talk about trying to hit. But, rather than let the season fizzle out. But at the same time, we're here to sort of, course, a cup final, and put on a show that we need to do, because with Dundalk, after winning the league last night, obviously it gives them the 2 week break now, because they know they can rest this week, and they know that we expect them to come with their A game to the cup final, we know we have to have our own game to have a chance of beating them, and that's the bottom line.
No, I know you don't want to hype him too much, I imagine, but Chidozie's two goals are fantastic tonight. Thierry Henry-esque almost, and he looks like an exceptional talent.
He is, and he's a really good lad, and you know, I suppose we all know from his under 19 and how well he's done, and we brought him in quite a few times. He's played a few games and he's after getting a few goals for us. You know, he's scored in Longford and he's scored against Galway, and you know, he's a habit of getting a few goals, and you know, it's fantastic to see him come through, and we have a really good time for him. Has still a bit to learn, and can be a little bit naive, which is understandable because sometimes positioning wise he needs more coaching, but his natural ability and his pace and his trickery and his coolness in front of goal is really, really good. So you know, we're delighted with him, and he's a fantastic young man and has his feet on the ground and he knows where he wants to go and he's listening well, and we're pushing him hard, and I expect massive plans and massive, massive things going forward for him, particularly next season.
Not a great man to take a penalty though.
well, to be fair, you know, I think to be fair to him on the night, he was about to take it, and then there was a hold up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you know, it seemed to be held up for about 40-45 seconds, and sometimes you need to go and replace the ball again and get yourself focused. And the crowd were, you know, cheering as well. So, you know, maybe it's a learning experience that he might have lost a little bit of concentration, because you know, that can happen. But you know, he's a young man, and you know, he's doing brilliantly for us, and you know, I keep saying all the time, keep his feet in the ground, work hard, listen to the management, and you know, his future's going to be very bright.
Yeah, to get two goals, especially in the League of Ireland, isn't easy in the senior level, and I'm happy to get a chance today. It's my first time starting, so it's great to get two goals in front of the home fans, especially the last home game. So you know, not many people get this chance, and I got the chance, I was happy to take it.
And you doubled your league total. You scored against Longford in the cup, was it?
Yeah.
And away to Galway then as well.
Yeah, so I think it's four goals now in five games. So you know, you work so hard in training, and you give up so much time of your for other things. So it's almost like a reward for your hard work. And you know, as I said, not many people get this. And you know, it's good for the team to encourage me and help me, as John said, that you know, I'm working hard. But that's obviously from the management with the training I do, and to make keep me focused in training, because you, as a young fella, you can drift off and think that it is the finish line, but they keep me on my feet on the ground, so I'm happy for that.
And good to see Connor and Kian getting a run as well.
Yeah, it's great to get the under-19s up, you know, because most of us now, like me and Kian, this is our last season under-19, so it's great to get a run and get a feel for the senior to senior league, and because that's what we're coming up against, and it's great to get a taste of it before we come up and for next season.
You're hoping to get a contract out of it? You haven't signed yet.
I haven't signed yet, yeah. But hopefully for next season, I'll have a contract. That's my aim at the moment.
Did you set yourself a target before the season started, and have you passed those targets?
Yeah. I'm at the start of the season, my goal was to get more games to the first team, get myself, get a recognition for my name, and that's happening at the moment. You know, it's kind of rainbows and sunshine for me at the moment. And I'm delighted for that because, you know, as I said, you work so hard, you don't know if these days are going to come, and they're coming for me. So I'm delighted for that, and I'm delighted I'm getting the recognition that I deserve.
Talk us through your two goals. They were very similar finishes.
Yeah, Shawnee at the ball, and I was free at the back. You know, you might say luck, but as I say, if you don't make the run, you never know what's going to happen. So, you know, I dug deep and I made a run, and I was lucky. The ball came through me and I put it away, twice, similar goals. But I credit to Shawnee and Dews for making the runs, you know, for picking me out with the back post. I'm delighted for that.
We're looking at with the hat trick, you could have had
a few, you know,
guess right.
You're disappointing these days, but look, you learn from your mistakes, you know. The more
you turn up at your office, isn't it?
Turn up.
No,
and a different note as well. Big week for your under-19s next week. I know it's about this. Roma are going to come here for the first leg.
Yeah, Roma are going to come here for the first leg. We're looking forward to the game. It'd be a great experience for young, a lot of us, you know, coming through playing the top academies like Roma. We're not underestimating ourselves. We want to have a go in this competition. We want to go as far as we can. Most people are talking Roma are this and that, but we want to give a game, especially in our home fans, you know, give the crowd something to cheer about and hopefully get a result.